was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us tonight. Oh, where do we stand in this republic? I'd say it's just about gone, and that's why we call the show Resurrect the Republic. It's not for nothing that we call this show Resurrect, because we're so far gone with 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto in place, vicar generals running the courts, two political corporations calling themselves political parties, acting like one is going to save us from the other. And once again, we keep getting cycled right back into more globalism, more war, and more tyranny at the local level, and meaning at the local level, meaning where it hits us, the people, where it hits Tom, the people. It's a, sure, it's a federal attack, but it's a local effect. And so once again, I want you to keep Tom in your prayers. This show stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And with that, we're going to start off with a prayer with Gary Blackwell. We're going to bring Dave Pruitt and Chris in Las Vegas in, and we're going to continue our conversation from last night, which went really well, other than some technical interference by the enemy, who really doesn't want a lot of this information coming out. This is where you want to be tonight. So thanks for joining us on Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Gary Blackwell, are you with us tonight?
I'm right here.
Oh, fantastic. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear you, guys.
Take as much time you need and lead us into where we need to go.
We'll do a quick prayer here. And I'm glad you straightened out that Dr. Thomas Stella, is he still in prison?
No, it wasn't Thomas. We were talking about Tom Lacovara is still in jail. We didn't have any problems with Dr. Tom. I think you might have got him crossed over with Chris in Las Vegas. He's the one being threatened with incarceration. And so we're going to try to bring out some public pressure for Chris. And, of course, Dave Pruitt's going through the same thing. I got another call from a woman in California. Everybody around the country, that seems, is being threatened with some kind of psychiatric, charges, I guess, accusations, by the witches' court who are sworn to uphold the Constitution. And the reason the psychiatric charges are being levied is because we're talking about the very Constitution that they took an oath to uphold. So it's absolutely bizarre what's going on, being told that because we talk freedom and because we talk the way we do on this show, that somehow, or the common law, we talk about inalienable rights, somehow there's something wrong with us. I just opened up a book the other night, Legal Research, Writing, and Analysis, and I looked at how the attorneys actually write up their motions, and it's full of all kinds of references to the Constitution and to common law and case precedent. Looks like just the documents, similar to the documents we would write, other than some form, and ours is a little more common law and structure often. But, I mean, the arguments were the same. The wording was it's when they talk about it, it's okay, and when we talk about it, it's not okay. So once again, give us a, take your time with the prayer, and then we can talk about how how far down we've gone away from what should have been this original republic.
Thank you, Eric. Our Father, Yadi Vahi, we thank you for this opportunity to assemble ourselves together in a communication effort, an effort to bring out the truth, because the truth is what will set us free in the end. And we pray, Father, because of your truth and because of the understanding of the truth you give us, that we have that opportunity to serve you. And we're thankful for the ones who stepped forward and stepped out to teach the house of Israel the real truth and put themselves and their necks on the line for the freedoms it should be. And we do pray for the Eric and for the friends there and for whoever's motivated to speak. We pray that the truth would be the truth and that we would always do the right thing. We ask in Yodi Vahi's name, so be it.
Amen. David Pruitt, are you with us tonight, my friend?
I am with us.
All right.
Can you guys hear me okay tonight?
Yeah, it sounds really good tonight. Yeah, we had some technical difficulty last night, so don't be afraid to revisit some of the comments that you made. You know, you can back up a little if you want and repeat a few things that you said last night because not all that came through.
Well, I'm here again tonight. I'm very sorry that it was so bad last night. Hold on one second. Yeah. If you guys can hear
Are you with us?
I think so many of us have had the issue that I think so many of us have had is I think we've become paralyzed by fear. That's what I was talking about last night. So many become paralyzed by fear because they allow their enemy victory by being afraid. If you live here, it's not of God. You know, there's a righteous fear, the fear of God. But other than that, you know, we've missed so many great teachings by not being afraid. By not being afraid, if you are not afraid of the repercussions of doing what's right, then you're always going to do what's right. Am I not mistaken here? I mean, if anyone can say one thing that I've said that is not true so far, I ask them to come forward. Please try. The issue that we're having is that there are so few of us standing up and doing what's right, no matter the repercussions. Standing up for the right thing is not easy. The right thing is rarely the easiest option, and it's also rarely the simplest. It's right and wrong is black and white. There is no right and then less right option. There is right and there is wrong, period. And until others understand that, they will never comprehend.
Well, it kind of goes toward the lesser of two evils concept that I really don't like. When I saw, you know, look, if Trump was going to be independent of the corporations and of the globalists, the desires of the globalists, he should have run as an independent. I don't know, as soon as I heard that he was running as with the Republican corporation, I knew that it was like over from the beginning, because he was going to be doomed. Once again, he could be the greatest guy in the world, fantastic freedom fighter, but if he keeps surrounding himself with these scumbags who point us back to war and back to globalism and back to the doing the giving the people just enough crumbs, just throwing us just a few bones, just to keep the patriots and the people and the freedom people happy and kind of keep us quiet. I mean, I can't see a resurrection of the republic under the administrative state that he's kind of keeping in place by putting more globalist-minded administrators in office. You can't make more freedom with more tyranny. I mean, it's an oxymoron. And there is a deficit of courage in this country, and you're right. When you challenge the enemy, you know, hey, tell us where we're wrong. They can't do it. They just say, oh, you're mentally ill. You know, okay, nice try. Let's see who's really mentally ill here. I want to see the competency judge in Chris's case. I want to see her go through a mental competency test first. She's a competency judge.
The lesser two evils.
Where's her competency test? And so anyway, where's the change? The judicial branch should not be independent like it's its own little gang of Freemasons running around telling us what we should do. And I can't stand to hear these witches come up and Nazis come up in front of Congress like Gorsuch and say, it's the law. When the Supreme Court says it, it's the law. It's the law. I have no choice whether I like it or not. It's the law. Nothing's the law if it's wrong. That's a bunch of crap put forth to you by more globalist pigs. You got the same crew that would have been coming out of Hillary Clinton. Chris, are you with us? Chris in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Hey, now listen, Dave and everybody, you got to put yourself on mute. We're getting all kinds of background noise coming through, so it's interrupting the show. So everybody put yourself on mute unless you're speaking. And when you're done speaking, put yourself back on mute. I do the same thing. Chris in Las Vegas, are you with us yet, Chris?
Bet I am. You caught me across the room there trying to get a salad together.
Oh, sorry about that. And listen, if you can, so go ahead, Chris. Tell us how it's going on your end. If you heard anything today, either in your case or the cases that are going on, Nevada seems to be a real hotbed of tyranny right now. Once again, the tyranny of the local is far worse than the tyranny of the federal. I mean, they're about equal, but it happens more frequently at a local level. And so until the Justice Department still, initiates or allows us, the people, to initiate major civil rights violation lawsuits, or civil rights, whatever you want to call them, but we use their statutes against them if we can. And there are protections against government, against conspiracy, against rights, however you want to call them, civil rights, sovereign rights, unalienable rights, whatever. So we don't have to nitpick about the language too much, although you know I'm a stickler on that. When it's important stuff, like making up words that are going to get people incarcerated, like Tom LaGuevara with this absurd charge of constructive possession because he happened to be nearby something that's now called possession. That ain't the case. Possession requires actual holding. Don't ever forget it. Once again, the lie continues. How come the case against Tom LaGuevara hasn't been dropped by the new Justice Department? He's still sitting there. And I don't want to hear any excuses from the government about, well, this or that. It's a federal case. It can be dropped by the federal Justice Department, by the federal government. Whatever branch wants to drop it, I don't care. They got a cluster of giant garbage, this jurisdiction and that agency, all, swapping letters of this and rulings and arbitrary procedural crap on that. They just make up all kinds of stuff. So make up something to let Tom LaGuevara get out of jail. He's not even being accused of a capital offense, and he's being held with no bail as if he were some kind of murderer. So he needs to go free. But Chris or Dave, I'm going to turn it back over to you guys.
Well, absolutely, Eric. You bring up some very relevant points that need to be discussed. And part of that is that, the war terms, I was viewing today, I received my video of the two proceedings at the family courts that I was obstructed and completely denied the ability to attend to defend, to be able to protect my own interest and to present my defense against these false malicious allegation charges under the supposed fear of what I might do hypothetically based upon the frivolous, unsubstantiated, no basis whatsoever of histology to support it. Fear is actually the fantasies envisioned as reality. They have no substance and basis. It's just the self-induced delusions of the person who's conjured up these concerns in their head that something might happen, although nothing has actually happened to substantiate that. And the police have a tendency to manufacture by using these what they call formulaic recitations of incendiary, inflammatory conjurations of fantasies that they might be in danger to potentially being harmed by somebody else who actually may have a semi-automatic pistol or rifle as opposed to their full automatics in many cases, along with their other militant-type armaments, tasers, body armor, helmets, shields, handcuffs. They got a full complement, And just because somebody has a sidearm or perhaps a rifle, maybe it has a scope on it. Maybe it is a semi-automatic. Maybe it looks scary. But that doesn't make it a weapon. It's how the device is used. Is it used for defense to keep someone from reacting violently with weapons like was done in laying down a protective cover over the bridge to keep the BLM agents or foreign mercenaries masked as BLM agents, maybe contract mercenary hitmen that were hired there by the BLM, from unloading on those women and children and cowboys on horses? Yes, some of them had sidearms, but they had been egregiously abused. They had been violated. They had dogs sicked on them. They had tasers fired at them, and all they were doing were taking exception with them destroying private property, infrastructure, water piping, murdering cattle, separating them, starving them to death, destroying the water supplies to feed those, to water those cattle so they wouldn't starve to death in the desert. This manufacturing of the illusion of danger to fan the fires and flames is a tantamount to yelling fire in a theater, which is not protected under the First Amendment. That's the one exclusion to First Amendment protected freedom of speech, is you cannot yell fire in a theater. When a police officer manufactures the false pretext of fear without a substantial basis to predicate it upon, just because someone has a lawful, Nevada is an open carry state, many of the states in the West are, even Texas, I think, maybe parts of Oklahoma and other states, have open carry. Many people have a right to carry a protected device to protect against armed assaults by migrants, terrorists, jihadi, al-Qaeda, even other bad actors or gangsters, narco-terrorists that might prey upon them and threaten their families or their neighbors, themselves, or their homes. And we all have a duty and an obligation to live, to survive, to protect our families from being preyed upon and victimized. When they don't have it, we have what happens in Germany, Switzerland, these other places where they're being invaded with these terrorists masked under the guise of being migrants and poor, disaffected people trying to find a better place for their homeland. When they go in, they try to force their lifestyles to change the others to conscript themselves into the culture that they brought there to their country when they were looking for a better form of life, yet they want to subject people to the same form of terrorism they supposedly fled for. It's preposterous.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to bring your culture into another place and add flavor and add variety and add uniqueness and add positive additions to whatever community that you're moving into. It's another thing to go there and say, now you all are going to be like what we want you to be. We came, we're the invaders. Now we're going to be the conquistadors, and we're going to tell you what to do here now. That's not appropriate. If that's what Islam is, then it needs to be fought. But going at the highest levels, who stimulates and steers all that, it's a globalist agenda, not a religious agenda. So I can't stand when I see the sheeple getting herded into religious wars and all this stuff that somehow ISIS is Islamic. What a bunch of crap that is. Look it up in the dictionary. It says ISIS is an Egyptian fertility goddess. And also, the definition, and also, the descriptive word used to describe Oxford, the town of Oxford, the county seat of England where Oxford University is, where all the MI6 graduates come from, including J.P. Morgan, including many people you're seeing in the administration now. This guy, Ted Malik, a new ambassador to the European Union, a fellow, a senior fellow at Oxford University. Oh, great. You could be guaranteed he's at a high-level intelligence operative there. I mean, no joke. They just don't let anybody be a senior fellow at Oxford. You go through globalist vetting like none other. And so I just, once again, Ted Malik and Tillerson being from Big Oil and Jeff Sessions being a former federal communist prosecutor and court witch himself, and now this new Supreme Court witch who's the lead torture master, the one that came up with all the brilliant ideas to torture everybody from children to whoever, under Alberto Gonzalez. Why isn't Alberto Gonzalez being rounded up, put in jail? This guy should be walking out in handcuffs, this guy Gorsuch. Instead, they're up there kissing his disgusting rear end. Both parties fully in support of this new great guy who straddles both aisles with the law is whatever. The supreme witches say, kill 50 million babies, and everybody says, well, that's cool, whether I like it or not, it's the law. Well, then you're going to burn in hell, and you're also hopefully going to go to the gallows or prison, best-case scenario. We can't let these people get away with this. They're mass murderers, and they do it with an upside-down smile and a little grin with lizard lips like Mike Pence and Gorsuch and all these other warmongers like Tillerson. And why are we sending forces? We just sent Marines into Syria? Oh, really? I didn't hear us get invited there, and apparently the Syrians are saying in public, we're not invited in there. The hell are we doing announcing we're sending a couple rusty old B-52s to Korea for? That's just posturing and warmongering. They're not going to tell you when they're going to reposition real troops and real air wing units and all that stuff. That stuff's highly classified. You know, oh, we're sending B-52s to Korea. It's in the news. Let's report the news. The United States is sending B-52s to Korea. Yeah, that's right. That's a ploy on to gain people's minds and convince them that war is good. Quite simple. Go ahead.
Remember, the Supreme Court does not make law. They're not the legislature. They're not the Congress. They merely issue opinions. In fact, some presidents have challenged their opinions and said, all right, they've made their opinion, now let them enforce it. They do not have any enforcement.
Unfortunately, and I'll tell you right now, as much as I'd love to love Trump, or I'd love to like him, he's never going to have enough guts to defy a court ruling. No, we're going to go through the courts now. We're going to obey the witches. And if they do the wrong thing, then we're just going to bend over, pull our pants down, bend over, and grab our ankles and let them do whatever they want to do. It's the law. They said we had to. So kill 50 million babies and call it a day. Wow, nice. Nice Supreme Court witches, all of them running around and living in the big ivory towers, wearing the black witch. With the In God We Trust right behind them. What a bunch of hypocrites. And there's going to be a special place from hell for every one of these skanks like Gorsuch and Sessions, who's going to continue making the war against his own people much bigger. Oh, thanks. That's a real libertarian constitutionalist. Right, make the drug war bigger. The most communistic thing in this country. Exactly what we repealed under the 18th Amendment. No more prohibition. It doesn't work. It kills the people. It kills freedom. It destroys society. Or destroys the people in it, and the fictitious entity that we live in. Let me take that back. It destroys the people within that make up the fictitious entity, the real living blood of what you would call a community or society. But society does great. All the witches representing that fictitious entity as the corporate handlers and the shareholders and the stakeholders, they do real well because they bond all the cases with the performance and payment bond. They have pension funds that are heavily invested in American Prison Corporation and the prison building industry. Look at Kids for Cash in Pennsylvania. Go on YouTube, type in YouTube Kids for Cash, and well, just do your own research. It's two judges got caught taking over $1 million in payoffs to incarcerate as many children as possible in a brand new 1,350-bed prison facility for children that rolled into town. As if there was some kind of epidemic of child crime. There was an epidemic of government pigs and court witches and their corporate prostitute handlers coming in and making money on flesh, the flesh of young people. How evil is that? Dave or Gary?
That's great.
I agree. This is Gary Don. I agree.
Yeah, it's very sad what's going on. Chris, any comments on that? Dave Pruitt, chime in at any time. Might have to take yourself off mute. But Chris.
Another word is avaricious.
Chris, you hit on something very important in your previous comments. You talked about the obscure worry that we may do something in the future. And that's what the whole thing with society being a victim is all about. Well, you did something disobedient to the local command structure in your area, so, you know, it could have led to something somewhere down the line where you might have hurt somebody in the future. Oh, really? Well, not only is that a lie from the pit of hell, it's called pre-crime, and it was sold to everybody in a movie called Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where you get accused, where they think you're going to, somebody thinks you're going to do something wrong, they come get you ahead of time. And they sold it real well with the psychics that could tap into your brain and see if you were really going to do that or not. And it was, oh, it was always very reliable. Just trust the government to send in the SWAT team because you might do something in the future. With absolutely no, I mean, who would we have? It's a secret time machine now? I mean, this is absurd. So once again, it's so important that we don't give the enemy the language. Society cannot be a victim. Only a living man can claim victim status. Do you hear Jeff Sessions or Donald Trump talking like this? I mean, these are the things that have to fundamentally be readjusted to repair and resurrect our republic. And they're not even touching any of this stuff. The little things like bringing a couple of factories back, great, okay, but big deal. I mean, in the big picture, we're talking about major stuff here that needs to be done or undone. And, you know, I don't see them touching, you know, why aren't we talking about restoring the courts and the Justice Department and all the local and state prosecutor's office with strict common law standards that if there's no actual living victim to the immediate action being accused, being levied against an accused man or woman, that the charge, there's no charge, there's no crime, there's no magic society that can get up on the stand and say, you know, the trooper can't get up on the stand and say, yeah, I arrested the guy for this, and then not claim he was done any harm by the person. He just showed up and said, you're disobeying this made-up piece of toilet paper from the state capitol, so now we're going to arrest you and put you in a cage? It's bizarre. And it's amazing how many people are buying into this crap and this load of lies. So we encourage people to post links to this show and spread the word. Most important thing you could do is for an activism, I think, is get the jury nullification flyer out in people's hands. Once again, there's one at courtroomwatch.com. We got it up there. It's in a PDF. Should be still there. Get it down, copy it out and pass it out. And the most effective, once again, I said this before for our new listeners, get down to the courthouse on jury selection day. Go down in the morning just before the doors open and the line's forming outside and pass it out to everybody that walks in the courthouse. Public property. You have every right to pass out a flyer. Don't be specific and write in people's names who are going to be up on cases. Just give them the general information flyer. And it's powerful enough where people are going to get the idea that, wow, you know, there's a corrupt court system here. The judges are committing a felony, which is jury tampering. They're absolutely manipulating and intimidating the juries into doing whatever they want, which is usually a guilty verdict. Do judges want people who want justice done? What a joke. Can you believe there's people in this country who actually, you know, go to work in the corporations or the hospital or the government office, make good money, come home in a nice car, and they go to some idiot incorporated church, and they actually think all this is real and because they're getting paid. And amazing how you people can eliminate their standards and their morals if you offer them enough money. That's how you get the lower level people. At the highest level, it's obviously about control, not money. They've already got all the money and the property in the world. Now it's about maneuver. If they cost them hundreds of millions of dollars, they'll set us up and take us down. But we're not going to let them here on Resurrect the Republic. So here's a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Dave, Chris, and Gary. And we're just having a roundtable. So if you want to join us, 800-313-9443. We'll
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm with Dave, Gary, and Chris in Las Vegas. I'm going to kick it right back over to you guys. I do want to thank MinutemanStove.com. Their product is awesome, and I want people to try to support this company. It's an American-made product. It's a small wood stove that's powered off small, teeny pieces of wood that you can gather up off the ground. No chainsaw needed. They're awesome. They work great. He's got a promo pack where he throws in a flashlight and a fire starter and all kinds of neat stuff. So I urge you to support him. His sales dropped off when Trump got elected because people thought the government is on their side now. Boy, that's a big mistake, people. The way I see it going, now is the time more than ever to get prepared, and don't be deceived into thinking that things have changed. Why is Tom LaCavara still sitting in jail when they could have easily dropped this case long ago? Dave, Gary, and Chris, take over.
Yeah, may I ask a question, please? This is Gary Don.
Sure, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah. My question you brought up, President Trump, is during during his campaigning, he came to Michigan and all over the country stating all these things he was going to do for the veterans. And one of the things that came out was that they were going to come out here in the Michigan party in our area, that he was going to give them all veterans sent out a card, and they would be able to go into any hospital or doctor's office of the veteran's choice and get his medical attention taken care of. And that bill would be sent to the not to the Veterans Administration, but the military. Let it come out of the military budget. We got lots of military budgets to send them over there to get them maimed and killed and everything else, but we don't have anything in the military budget to take care of them after they serve their time. And I think this is a disgrace to the nation to allow this to happen, and it sure is disgraceful if he doesn't fulfill his promise. I yield.
Sure, we have a caller on the line. Let's go right to our caller. Who do we have? Go ahead, John.
Did you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, sir, we are. You go right ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to let everybody know, I'm not sure if your audience knows, I've carried a pocket knife since I was in junior high school, as a matter of fact. It's now, according to Homeland Security, even a pocket knife is considered a weapon. So just to let your listeners know, they don't quit the subtle stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's just like England. You know, first they ban it. Yes. It goes right down to, you know, you can eventually, if you have a clothespin, they're going to call that a weapon. I mean, really, a pocket knife? And this is in America? It's
yes,
insane.
Sir.
And so this, we have to have no compliance, no enforcement. The witch's court's not going to reverse any of this, and neither is the legislature. It's coming down to where it's got to be no compliance, no enforcement, and that's it.
I'm letting it be known right now. I'm going to carry my knife. I don't consider it a weapon. I'm going to carry it till the day they pull it from my dead, cold fingers.
Well, hopefully that won't happen anytime soon. But I respect the fact that you're making a stand, and we have to do that. At some point, we just have to say, no, we're not going to comply, and we have to make sure that the police who live in our community do not enforce it. And I don't care what has to be done to make sure that they do the right thing. They have to do the right thing, and we have to make sure they do.
I agree. I agree. And thank
you for disarming the people. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to thank you for taking care of the broadcast while Mr. Rivera was incarcerated.
Oh, yeah, Mr. LaCavara. Yeah, I know. There's no problem. Thank you for saying that, and I'm happy to do it. Trying to keep the message flowing in some fashion until Tom is able to gain his freedom. And you know, these are the darkest of times. I don't see the best of times. I see a lot of the worst of times. It's not the best of times, worst of times for Tom. It's just the worst of times. So I don't, you know, all these people who are saying, you know, this is so exciting to be alive now and it's so epic times. You know, I don't think so for all the people who are sitting in a cage like Tom LaCavara, Ivan Bundy, you know, and on and on and on. So
I don't either. I don't either.
What are your thoughts on the new Supreme Court nominee being the guy who wrote all the torture memos for Gonzalez?
Well, I'm not for torture. Number one, you know, it doesn't work. And I mean, look what we've become. It's sad, really, if you think about it. And we need to change. And we need some real men to take the reins. Is my thoughts on it.
Well, I agree, and I don't see any real men in political in this new administration. I see a bunch of phony baloney guys with perfect hair. They've got that plenty of hairspray on it. I mean, I can smell them over the YouTube computer screen. They just reek of artificialness and lies. And more perpetuation of the corporate agenda at the expense of our freedom.
Certainly seems that way, and I agree with you. I think, well, giving Trump a little bit of credit, I think he's been sat down and talked to, and look, this is the way this game is played.
Yep.
Well, I you know, once again, he has to say no. I mean, when someone reads, I agree. You know, if you got the classic speech from his corporate handlers, listen, you're going to have to do it this way, or nothing gets done. You know, it's time to expose that and resist it. We're at the very end here. We're not. There's no way to make a few tweaks. And I could hear this coming during the election. They were going to tweak the system a little, a few tweaks here and a few tweaks there. With a couple just little minor adjustments, we'll be right back on track with the old, good old Republic. We'll be able to have our freedom again, and everybody will be happy, and the Patriots will all quiet down. And, you know, I don't think so. We need big talk here. We need to end the drug war, period. We need to stop any court, local, state, or federal, claiming that society or the state is a victim. Is going to lead to immediate charges being brought against the prosecutors and the court witches and whatever Nazi henchmen are playing along with it. That has to be done. And if that's not done, you can do all kinds of other stuff, and we're still going to be in the same hole we're in because of look what's happening with Tom. It's real simple. That's where the rubber meets the road. If they can claim the state's a victim and that people are property and corporations are people, which is exactly the opposite of reality, Then they can keep the tyranny going. Doesn't matter how many factories come back and how many small business startups. And by the way, I haven't seen any businesses started up in the last 60 days. I mean, that's kind of a lie to say all these new business, what, because people made plans that they might do something in the future. Once again, they're pre-criming this whole thing that applies to their take on business creation. I don't see anything changing at the practical level right now. You know, to say that we need another health care program to replace the Obama nightmare, I mean, that's just really, I mean, how stupid do they think we are? The socialism of the Trump administration with their health care socialist communist death care nightmare, that's okay. But the guy who did it before, same thing, that's not okay. I mean, it's just, you know, what is it, meet the new boss, same as the old boss type of deal.
Right.
But
oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're exactly right.
We're in a situation of pre-crime. We're in a situation of bizarre. Society's a victim. People are property. Corporations are people. The court witches that are dressed in black capes like Luciferians. We have businessmen running the country that's supposed to be run like a public service to do things for the people so we can have a better life. They're supposed to serve us. They're not supposed to turn the government into a business and then start running around and doing business. All of a sudden, they've got their own new corporation. Oh, great. The taxpayers are just we're like consumers who don't have anything to buy. Come to the government store. Give us your money. Oh, sure. Okay, here's $5,000 for this, $500 for that, couple hundred for this, couple thousand for that, $100,000 for this, that. Where do I get? No, there. Okay, thanks. Bye. Now get out of here. It's like a place with no product. They come, well, you could buy stuff there, but you're not going to walk out with anything. You just leave your money at the cash register and walk out the door empty-handed. That's what we got, and that's why government cannot be run like a business. And this whole stuff about we got to run the government like a business and have more efficient and work as a business on the world market, that's a bunch of crap. That's for private enterprise. That's not for government. As soon as you let that concept take over, we wind up in big trouble.
I agree.
Yep. Any other comments, John?
No, I'll let you go. I thank you for all your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for your input. I appreciate that. If anybody else would like to join the conversation, it's 800-313-9443. Is it appropriate to have a torture master come into the Supreme Witch's Court? I guess it fits. I mean, it's the perfect fit for the evil Antichrist system we live in. If it's as evil as what we want, then boy, I guess it's a perfect plan. No, it's absolutely disgusting, though. We can't let this happen without at least objecting to it. Well, are we gonna stop it? I don't know. We can try. There's no sense in giving up. If we don't try, it'll never happen. And if we try and we fail, at least our personal journey has been one of doing the right thing and showing that, hey, well, you know, we did everything we could at a personal level. And if God decides that you know, Satan's going to take over completely, and the people are going to be completely deceived into thinking that the government is on their side now? I couldn't believe it when the owner of Minuteman Rocket Stove told me that. I mean, I could believe it, but it's just, it's delusional. Do we have another caller? All right, caller, was it Charlie? Yes, come on in. How are you?
Yeah, Charlie from L.A. Hey, I'm glad there's somebody on the internet that can see through the Trump. We have the Trump phenomenon, now we got the Trump illusion. That's what we need on the network is the Trump illusion.
Very well said. It's exactly what it is. Yep, very well said. Yes, continue.
I don't know. I think there was a video on YouTube called Trump, the Art of the... I can't remember what the title was, but they took it down. It was a documentary on Trump made in the 90s. What was the name of it? I can't remember, but I got a copy of it, but you can't get it anymore. But it tells you in the beginning, like, who his dad was friends with. His dad was friends with Mayor Beam. And I researched Beam, and Beam's real name was Birnbaum. So right when I found that out, the mafia came right into my brain. I said, this guy's got the mafia all over him. In fact, I think they probably have been tapping into Trump under the Patriot Act, maybe back from, you know, who knows how far back.
Excellent points. You know, and the name change thing, very important. That's a very strong indicator of the Freemasons. They're big on the name change. They thrive on that, taking over the language, creating new words that don't exist, changing their names, confusing people, hiring people with bizarre names themselves. They love to play the name game, and they love to change their name. So whenever you see that name change thing, that's a very, very high likelihood. We're talking up over 90% that the Freemasons are involved in that.
The title to that video was Trump, What's the Deal?
Trump, what's the deal?
Yeah, that was the name of it. I got a copy of it. I got it. And it's pretty informative. Yeah. I mean, it's like where he got his start. See, his dad was a track home builder. And because his dad was friends with the mayor, when the Penn Central Railroad went bankrupt, they had this land along the East River. And they had to dispose of the land. And Trump's dad's friendship with the mayor got him to buy the options on that property. That vaulted him into the big leagues. And where that money came from to buy the options probably came from the mob. I mean, I think Trump and the mob go back to the days of Perestroika when the Russians left Russia and came here. So I think he's... I think they've been watching him for a while.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say probably equal chance that it came from, and maybe both, the mob and or the Archbishop, the Vicar General's office, because they're
the... Dan, a little to that.
Yeah, please do, Chris.
Well, your friend that's on the call there, if he'd send a copy of his video to the Republic Broadcasting Network, they'd probably put it up. But I remember specifically seeing where Trump got his money after he lost his first round, and that was from a fellow by the name of Cohan, a mobster from back in the New Jersey, New York area. And I don't remember much about it, except that we know that the Khazarian Mafia was very thick back in that area, a lot of them coming from the Bolsheviks from Russia, as your caller wisely observed. And so we do have to keep a very close eye on this, and of course, in being the first call he made was to Bibi Netanyahu, certainly can't go unnoticed.
Yeah, I had a coworker years ago that was from Russia. He was a teacher under the communist system, and he told me all about it. He was a teacher making the same money as the doctor. And he knew all about the rise of Putin. And he said what Putin did, he got in, was get rid of the mob. He got rid of the oligarchs. So I don't think Putin and Trump are buddies, because if Trump is connected to the oligarchs, they've got it in for Putin. There's a few of them sitting there held up in Israel, sitting on billions of dollars. They really can't leave, otherwise they'll get grabbed. One of them got killed, and there's another one living in England owning a football team. And I think there's one living over here somewhere in Beverly Hills. But,
hey, caller, after we part ways, can you stay on the line? I'd like to have Mike on the board, get your phone number. If you didn't mind, I'll call you, or you can call me, get my number from Mike, and leave yours as well, so I can get a copy of that.
Do you have a handle on Skype?
No, I don't. I can't do I don't have internet service where I live. I'm a little, not close enough to town where I have a, so I either got to, you know, so I, without two computers and a hotspot.
What I'll do is I'll call you and it'll just show up as a private number.
That's fine. I'll answer if it says private. Yeah, no problem. And Mike on the board, if you just hang on the line, he'll chime in and you can do the number exchange. He's got my number. And if you want to leave yours, whatever you want to do that would be great. Anything else, sir?
Well, let's see. See, Trump, he's going to stick with the Iran deal. Somebody told him that there ain't a general in the Persian Gulf that's going to take an order to throw rocks at the Iranians. So the Iran deal is sticking, which I think is a good deal because I don't think we need to be getting shelled by the Iranians and everybody else that's going to stab us in the back once the shooting starts.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you know, who do we really, every time that comes up, it's just a blatant, you know, I know, and it's multiple reasons. We can point to the reasons, distract people from what's going on at home, work at the behest of Israel, fight their wars for them, you know, start a conflagration in the Middle East. The military-industrial complex makes more money, more crackdown at home, of course, if we're at war. And convince people that they got to give up more liberties because there might be some Iranians sleeper cells running around your town and, you know, can't go into this local store without going through a scanner. And it's just, they're beating the drum for war. We got no business attacking Iran. We got no business being in Africa. Go ahead.
Yeah, every morning I wake up and I check my closet for Haji. You know. But
I hear you. It's sad that the drums of war are still being beaten and once again come back home with it. The drug war is the worst war, the most insidious war, and the biggest war that we're fighting. You know, with just go on the internet, and you'll see the Marines guarding the opium fields live time. You know, that's what we do over there. Everything else is an illusion. There's no national security need. It's gaining control of the resources and the drugs. In foreign lands. And then when the CIA brings it back in, and most of those colonels and majors and captains and lieutenants and a lot of the enlisted guys come back and they become police goons who are going to arrest people for the same substances that they were protecting, guarding, and conquering for overseas. So it's bizarre. And once again, until the drug war ends, we got no business, I mean, looking anywhere else until we can feed our own people, until we can take care of our veterans, like Gary was just saying. What happened to the veteran thing? Oh, boy, yeah, it sounds great on the campaign trail. I'm going to work for veterans, and we're going to make our streets safe again. Yeah, go ahead.
He's got to ballyhoo the veterans because he's going to send them off into the fucking valley of death. I mean, there's already troops going into Syria, and if you've seen what's going on, some of these anti-tank weapons over there in the Middle East, it pretty much evens the playing field out over there. You can't wander around over there in a heavy-duty tank safely anymore. They can get you from three-quarters of a mile away, and you're dead. So it's not a safe place to be anymore. We don't have the protection. The technology is pretty much even the playing field. Even for those tribes over there, they can kill you just like that.
Yeah, you're saying our technology ain't all it's cracked up to be, and we're so dependent upon it that we can lose very easily by being dependent upon it. Dave Pruitt, do you have any comments on that? And caller, make sure you don't forget to stay on the line after we hang up. Dave Pruitt, what do you think about? I know we've talked about that before. Any comments on the on that? Dave, with us? Did Dave drop off again? Looks like we might have lost Dave Pruitt. But once again, we've heard a lot of good things on the campaign trail and a lot of promises made, and, you know, the veterans are suffering. The state's still claiming society is a victim. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I have to be the bearer of reality. And just saying, oh, this little event happened over here, and this thing happened over there, and we got this to report on that. And at the end of the news, no matter who I listen to, I really not come out any much more, you know, ahead of the game than I was before listening. So, you know, it's much better if we do activist things, such as pass out jury nullification flyers, talk to our neighbors about freedom, post stuff up on a local basis and as well as on the internet, and just try to contribute as much as we can as freedom-loving people to the furtherance of freedom and resurrecting the republic. And I'm not, you know, what happened to Judge Napolitano? How come he couldn't be on the list? How come he couldn't be the Supreme Court nominee? Instead, they got the absolute, complete, polar opposite of someone like Judge Napolitano or Ron Paul or someone like that. They got the worst pig that they could get to put that witch on, insist that the Supreme Court witch's law is law of the land, arrogant beyond all belief. I mean, I can't, it's just ungodly. People like us, I don't think, can really understand how the level of evil for these people to be able to sit up there and just live this lie and put it on us, and hopefully that we'll keep accepting it. Unfortunately, too many of the sheeple out there keep eating it up. Wow, great. Both parties are going to unify and support this new Supreme Court witch. Oh, man, whenever people from both political parties come together and support someone wholeheartedly, you know they're bad. It's not a good thing with unification and two opposite sides coming together under diplomacy and finding common ground. No, not in this corporation. United States Corporation, we know what the furtherance is, and you're going to get a guy up there who's going to justify torture. He's going to tell you 50 million babies killed is fine, as long as 7 or 8 witches or 9, whatever it is, witches say it's okay. Well, I guess that's law now. And really trying to keep that dialogue and that narrative going that, no, it's law, yeah. And I heard it again on one of the other shows, law enforcement. We need to give more money to LEOs. What the hell is an LEO? Oh, yeah, law enforcement officer. Great, here we go. Another pig pimping the police state, saying give more money to the cops so they can run around steal people's property. And, of course, he's saying, you know, we're the front. We're the guy, people who really keep everybody safe. They don't keep shit safe. Nothing. Nobody gets kept safe unless you've got a detachment surrounding your house every day, like the Secret Service. It's absurd. And so it's like fingernails on a chalkboard every time I hear one of these cops come forward and say, give us more money for LEOs so we can put the boot on the American people's neck. The sooner they go away, the better. They just steal people's private property. They do it with a smile like they're somehow the good guys. It's grotesque. We'll be right back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.